Hour is 1:45, the date being 25 May 1983. The place is room 124, the judiciary hearing room located within the Capitol Building at Juneau, Alaska. Present in the room for the hearing today are Representative Liska, Representative Barnes, Representative Hayes, and Representative Bussell, which constitutes a quorum of the Judiciary Committee. Matters that issued as scheduled today are Senate Bill 131, an act providing immunity from civil liability for certain persons who render service in response to disaster relief operation and providing for effective date. Also scheduled on today's calendar is House Bill 14, an act relating to processing the permits by state agencies to administer the Alaska Coastal Management Program.
Could we take up 14 first? I'm going to pass it out to committee.
Does the committee really want to do that? Yeah.
I think that we'd never have a better time.
we could effectively move it along to finance. Finance is a committee that, I guess I should explain to the committee if we intend to take that action, that on the 1st of June, the Senate Resources Committee is having a request for a teleconference. So there is seems to me like opportunity for committee members to participate and be part of that teleconference and take that to the Finance Committee, as I doubt seriously the Finance Committee will be able to complete this bill prior to that. So House Bill 14 is before the committee then for discussion.
Chairman?
Representative Hayes?
Unless there are people to testify or any questions from anyone, I would move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 14 be moved from Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? There being none, House Bill 14, an act relating to processing permits by state agencies and administration to Alaska Coastal Management Program, is moved from the committee with individual recommendations.
Objection.
Senate Bill Number 131, an act providing for immunity for civil liability for certain persons who render service in response to disaster relief operations providing for effective date is now before the committee for discussion. We do have a member from the sponsor's office, that being Senator Moss's office, here to make a brief statement on the bill. And at this time, Clyde, if you could take a seat at the base of the table. And since we are recording electronically, if you'll state your name for the record prior to making any statement on the subject, I would appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Clyde Stoltz-Goose. I'm a legislative aide for Senator Moss. I will read a prepared statement from Senator Moss. This legislation is introduced to prevent a possible problem which could arise if a private citizen, either as an individual or acting in a private company capacity, were pressed into service because of a disaster and at the request of a government official of a government. Under the present law, if an individual were to provide such a service, even acting in good faith, he personally could be held liable for any damage that would occur. As you are undoubtedly aware, most disaster assistance operations depend on quick and effective mobilization of the community's resources, increasing litigation, and the potential liability resulting therefrom makes it extremely important to minimize the impact of any lawsuits arising out of any disaster assistance operation. Persons providing disaster assistance should not be held to the same standard of care as persons performing the same operations under normal circumstances. It would be a sorry state of affairs if a person failed to render disaster assistance when needed solely because of a fear of legal liability.
Are there questions of the committee members of the witness? If not, thank you very much for coming down and sharing those thoughts with the committee. Is Risa King from the AGC here to make a statement with regard to this matter? Risa, since we are recording electronically, I need you to state your name for the record prior to making a statement on the subject.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Risa King, and I represent Associated General Contractors, which we have approximately 850 membership firms. We support and urge the passage of Senate Bill 131. Alaska has had its share of disasters with the flood in Fairbanks in 67 and the earthquake in 1964 in Anchorage. I concur with everything that Clyde has said about the legislation, and basically urge your expeditious passage through the House. Thank you.
Thank you, Reese. Are there questions of committee members of Ms. King? If not, thank you very much for coming down. Are there further witnesses here to make a statement with regard to Senate Bill 131? If not, Representative Hayes?
Mr. Chairman, if there are no other witnesses, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 131 be moved from the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? There being none, Senate Bill 131, an act providing for immunity from civil liability to persons who render service in response to disaster relief operations, providing for an effective date, be moved from the Judiciary Committee with individual recommendations. There being no further business to come before this committee today, we stand adjourned to 131.